Chapter 3. If only I am worthy, I hope I may have joy in you in every way. For though I am in bonds, in comparison with any of you who are at liberty, I am no one. I know that none of you are conceited, for all of you have Jesus the Anointed One within you. And when I praise you, I know that you reprove yourselves more than ever, because it is written, "The righteous man is his own accuser." Therefore, be eager to be established in the decrees of the Lord and the envoys, so that in whatever you do, you may prosper in flesh and spirit, in faith and love, in the Son and the Father, and in the Spirit, in the beginning and in the end, along with your most worthy overseer and the elders, the spiritual wreath that so worthily crowns him, and the ministers who are men of God. Be subject to your overseer and to one another, as Jesus the Anointed One in the flesh was subject to the Father, and as the envoys were subject to the Anointed One in the Father. In this way, there may be a union, both fleshly and spiritual. I have exhorted you briefly, because I know that you are full of God. Remember me in your prayers, so that I may attain God, and also the assembly in Syria, from where I am not worthy enough to derive my name. For I need your united prayer and love in God, if the assembly in Syria may be deemed worthy of being bedewed by your assembly. From Smyrna, where I am writing to you, the Ephesians salute you, and they are with me like yourselves for the glory of God, and have been an unfailing consolation to me. So too, Polycarp, the overseer of the Smyrnians, but all the other assemblies too, salute you in honor of Jesus the Anointed One, trusting that you may remain in the harmony of God, possessed by an unwavering spirit, which is Jesus the Anointed One. Farewell.